Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Yeah. 7 and a half of the hour. Yeah.
Makes me nervous, Dougie.
Dirk? What's up, Dirk? It's the Doug Stevens, the Dirk Stevan. Doug and Dirk together here.
Dirk.
Repeating. A jerk? Dirk's a jerk? Is that it?
I would never call you a jerk. I said Dirk.
Oh, Dirk.
It's a nice name.
It is a wonderful name. So is Jessica. So is Kenny. So is Kara. So is Richie. We're all here to serve you, ladies and gentlemen. The things you need to know today, the facts, the comments, the opinions, 888-302-3684. Kenny has lots of people opining about Hillary Clinton and her email, her private email address, which, by the way, President Barry McDonald, or whatever his name is, knew all about it. There's a fascinating story. His name is. I have a great story. I'm saving it though till Richie gets here about Mr. Obama and something that he another thing that he said that seems to be somewhat questionable.
Mm.
All right, so now back to Mrs. Clinton.
Yes.
And all the hoopla about nothing. Just to give you an idea, Jennifer, of what people have been saying in the past 24 hours in your absence, I give the honor to Ken Kessler, who's following with our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. And by the way, I'm going to become dangerous. Ladies and gentlemen, I have my smartphone, and I'm going to become active on Facebook and Twitter.
Hooray. I'm excited, Dougie. Good for you.
Get on there. Anyway, so Kenny's doing social media commentary on Mrs. Clinton. Take it away, Kenny.
Well, Chad says, everything the Clintons have ever done is sketchy at best, so I wouldn't expect anything different.
Sketchy.
It's
a great word.
It is a good word. Okay, what else?
John says, of course this is a big deal. Rules are rules, and refusing to follow rules results in some sort of punishment. It's when we let our politicians do what they want, and it becomes normal, that we have a problem. Breaking rules isn't tolerated in my line of work. Why should it be tolerated in Washington?
You got to go where you want to go, do what you want to do, with whomever you want. You got that. What other comments do you have?
Jay says,
so silly. What a waste of time this is. Go ahead.
Jay says, it's not a big deal. I never would have voted for her anyway.
All right, so Jennifer, what sort of comments on your local program in Los Angeles did you get here yesterday afternoon on this?
About Hillary? People are not excited about this, obviously, on my program, and I think feel along the lines of it was that she broke.
Not excited they don't care, or not excited because they think she's a horrible human being?
Oh, no, they're excited about it. They think that she's
it's another chance to give her a little.
Yeah, and I mean, I think people were, I know we were happy in California that Dianne Feinstein was, as top Democrat over in Washington, that she called out Hillary and said, hey, you need to turn the emails over. So.
She did 55,000 of them.
Yeah, well,
is DiFi going to read them all? DiFi going to read them all? You think Hillary went through all 55,000 and said, send them
to
that
one? Well, I think she took out, but I think that she probably took out the ones that she didn't want people to see because there were whole days of information that were missing. In fact, you know that picture that's been flying around on social media where she's sitting on the plane and she's texting?
Yes.
That day that picture was taken, no emails were available that day.
Wow, what a shocker. Can you imagine?
Just saying. Something's missing.
I know.
But she's going to talk today. I'm sure she'll clear it all up for us.
A text is not an email.
No. Well, no, but you saw her on the plane with the phone.
I don't care.
I don't know what she was doing.
It means nothing to me.
Yeah.
There are so many things that are going on in the world that are important and need. This is a distraction. Barry. What's Barry? What did he call himself? Barry. What's Barack's name? Barry something or other when he was a kid. What did he call himself? Barry. Nobody remembers? Barry something or other.
Barry, Bo Barry.
I think Banana Barry was what it was.
So Barry's got himself into a number of jams here, and I'm thinking he's pretty happy that the Hillary thing is on the front page because he's now discarded to the second section.
Yeah, every politician's like, hey, look at my right hand. I'm shy over here.
Right. Speaking of that, there are a number of Republican senators who have issued a public warning to Tehran. This nuclear deal is becoming quite the hot button. Lawmakers' unusual open letter to the government of Tehran cautions any agreement Mr. Obama reaches with Iran would expire the day he leaves office. There's confidence for you. Well, if it's a 10-year deal, how does it expire if Obama leaves?
No, it doesn't.
They're full of old shoes. Yeah. Right? Okay, Jennifer, what do you have to say about that?
I would actually tend to agree. I think that if they sign, I think there's a mistake. I don't think they should do the agreement with Iran unless it's something that everybody's completely comfortable with. But I think that if a president signs it, he signs it. I mean, I don't know if there's anything else you can do about it.
All right. There is good news from the Korean hospital. Yes, it is. The knifed U.S. ambassador was released yesterday.
That is so crazy.
Okay.
Did you see, he needed like 85 stitches.
Yeah, a lot of stitches.
And did you see the video where he was like weirdly calm? Like after he got stabbed, he puts his arm up and he goes, I think I need a doctor.
Isn't there a doctor in the house? Body reacts to something that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, here's a note to all of you who are listening intently to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I would like you to take a risk-free challenge to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes.
I'm ready.
5 minutes. My friends at Power Swabs, giving those whose smile has been yellowed by drinking too much coffee. You don't get yellow teeth if you drink BuzzBox coffee, though, right? That doesn't happen. It only happens if you drink bad coffee, bad tea, bad red wine. If you're a smoker, you need to call this number, 800-281-6829, and they will take care of you handily and quickly. Speaking of quickly, 5 minutes, once you get Power Swabs, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter on your teeth. That's it. In as little as 7 days, you'll see an average of 6 shades better. This 5-minute challenge is exclusive, not available in drugstores. The product whitens your teeth with a patented tooth detergent that's all natural. Whitening agent reduces sensitivity. It's so effective, it's guaranteed to work or your money back. And they wouldn't have been in business for a long time if they were selling stuff that was no good. This stuff works. 800-281-6829. Transform your smile into a wow. Look at that smile. 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs, the way to make your teeth whiter and brighter quicker. 800-281-6829. Call them now.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
It's a chit-chat time on the Doug Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny, it's the 17 after the hour. So this is kind of a genius pickup line. A Cathay Pacific airline pilot catching some heat today after inviting an attractive woman to sit in the cockpit as he was flying the plane. This is not a joke. The passenger's name was Ada Nig.
I'm
traveling.
So
A-D-A-N-G. Ada no good or Ada Ninga. That's not important to the story, Jennifer. Don't distract me. All right. She was traveling from Taipei to Hong Kong when she received the invitation from the captain. According to the reports, Ms. Ng was assigned to sit in the business class, that in the jump seat usually reserved for off-duty crew or their family. When she boarded, there was nowhere to sit. The flight was full. Seats reserved for employees were taken. She wrote this on her microblog. Fortunately, the pilot was so nice, he let me sit in the seat behind him. So there she sat for the two-hour flight. This good deed would have gone unnoticed, but she posted video and six photos of her in the cockpit with the captain.
Yeah.
Naturally, her followers shot back questioning the safety of the airline and why she was allowed to sit in the cockpit in the first place. Flight decks and planes have become off-limits since heightened security measures after September 11th.
The heightened security measures when they roll that drink cart in between you and the pilot's door when he's got to go pee-pee.
Right, yep.
That's always my favorite
That's
security.
Right, yeah, big security.
The old beverage cart blocker.
Nobody's going to get through that.
You can't cross me. I've got Sprite on here.
All right. And if that doesn't work, Coca-Cola.
That's so stupid.
Oh, man. Anyway, Cathay Pacific permits approved persons under the Hong Kong Civil Aviation Department guidelines to apply for the use of the jump seat. Now, I used to get that. I remember one of the great flights that I had. This happened to me twice on British Airways going back. When Megan was in school in England, I used to fly British Airways back and forth, and it was every month. And a couple of the crews got to know me. And I remember sitting in the cockpit going over the North Atlantic with a pilot, and this would have been 19-something or other. I know that. It was way before September 11th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it was a 747, and the pilot, at that time, pilots had to retire at 60 when they were working for British Airways. So this guy was on his last month, and they had at the time, I don't know, 40-some-odd 747s. This guy knew this plane so well, there was a problem with the autopilot. So he would feel, he was talking to me, and he turned around on the seat and grabbed the stick as the light for the autopilot went out.
Sir, that's not the stick.
Anyway.
And he said, you're handsome, man.
And then there was another time when I got into the cockpit when the plane landed at LAX. And it was, what a feeling
that
of being up
been
there.
Cool.
Oh, it was cool. But you can't do that anymore.
Nope.
Anyway. So she has now taken the pictures down. So whatever else happens.
Too late, lady. We're talking about it on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So thank you to Ada Ngung for all of that. Whatever. How would you pronounce that? Two consonants.
I always forget. There's a way. It's kind of like N-G-U-Y-E-N is win. Yeah. I can't remember what
Okay,
N-G
so this is Ada Ngung.
Just let's call her that because it's
all right.
Cooler.
That's enough of that story.
Hold on.
It's where are we? It looks like 21 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Focused on what's really important here today, boys and girls.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Mumford & Sons. It's called Believe. A lot of people are not happy. They've gotten rid of their folk music sound, Kenny, along with the banjos, and seem to be headed in a commercial direction. You can see the video, kind of make up your mind. Are you a fan, Jen Jen, of the Mumford & Sons?
You know, I hadn't thought about them in a long time, and I used to be. This is definitely... I don't mind it. It's not, it sounds like Coldplay. I don't know if it would be on my my high spin on my iPod. But
why did they change, Kenny? Do you know?
They didn't say. They just said that they were going to go in a different direction.
It's an interesting
lyric. Cha-ching is what they meant to say.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I am listening to the lyric line for the first time, and it hits a note with me, frankly. Hard to know what to believe sounds like the theme of the song. Isn't that, that's really what... We're singing here, asking the question or making the statement about what there is that they're listening to. It sounds like some sort of a love song. What to believe? Good questions. Let's get to some of the fun on the television, because most of the most of the late night shows are on rerun, apparently. We have a couple of Ellen cuts that I thought you might enjoy, because she's always fun. Daytime show, then maybe if we have time for a Wendy thing, we'll do that as well. Okay, first, Ellen joking about modern TV being so risque.
Here's what I noticed about television. It's changed a lot over the years. Because I was a kid, I was watching, like, I Love Lucy. Did you watch that show? Lucy and Desi were not allowed to sleep in the same bed. They had separate beds. They were married, and they had to sleep. Now you turn on the TV, everybody's naked on the... they're naked everywhere, every show. It's not just Cinemax anymore. Now it started with Naked and Afraid. Do you remember that show? That started it all. And then people went, oh, that works. Well, let's do Naked Vegas, because that's going to work. Then there's Naked Castaway. These are not shows I'm making up.
Naked Castaway. All right, here she goes on to joke about the current state of the dating art.
It's not easy to find love, and that's why whenever I hear about a new dating site, I like to share it with you to help you out. It seems like nowadays there's a site for everyone. I mean, they're so individualized now. This one right here I found is called Cougar Life. In case you don't know, a cougar is a woman who wants to date a much younger man. Of course, there is also a name for men who want to date much younger women. They're called men.
There you go. All right. No comment. Here is Wendy Williams, who does a great daytime talk program, answers a lot of audience questions. Here's one about how to compromise on traveling as a retired couple.
We recently retired, my husband and I, uh-huh. And so we finally have the time and money to see the world, and he thinks seeing the world is like Mount Rushmore and Scottsdale, and I think it's like Bali and Fiji. So how do I get him to go where I want to go and be really happy about it?
Well, I think you could do every other. You see, both of you are retired, so you start off with your lovely wife, and she's going to be in touch with a travel agent, and everything is going to be spelled out, so you won't have to be nervous. What is he nervous
about? It's the long flight. It's the different languages.
Well, maybe save for first class. Take first class, a mask for his eyes, make sure that you have, you know, the sleeping mask. Traveling can be very luxurious. You just have to make him feel good about it. And then the next trip that you all take go Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
All right. Make sure when you're going overseas you don't use a domestic carrier. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, and I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, did Prime Minister Netanyahu's talk before Congress help or hurt his mission to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Bob Schrum and David Frum. It was gutsy, but was it smart for Prime Minister Netanyahu to lecture the president and lobby the Congress in his remarks on Iran before the joint session?
I think he clearly was electioneering. He got a small bump in the poll. I suspect that will dissipate. I think one of the things that was really interesting was, aside from the theatrics of it and the fact that it looked like a Republican Party rally, I think he fundamentally hurt his cause. A lot of Democrats who had been prepared to stand by tougher sanctions now say they're going to wait until the negotiations are over. He pounded the podium but offered no alternative.
Look, the speech itself, I have some troubles with it, both from an Israeli and an American point of view. It is a different kind of speech than is usually given at a joint session of Congress by a foreign leader. It would have sat better with me if Prime Minister Netanyahu had given that speech 2 weeks after his re-election rather than 2 weeks before. But that said, the important fact about the speech is the content, the warning that the Prime Minister is delivering. President Obama's Iran diplomacy has been a series of remarkable concessions.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum, author and MSNBC contributor, and David Frum, author and Atlantic Magazine senior editor.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't stay inside. Get outside and enjoy the early trappings of spring. Carol, what's the temperature in Washington this morning?
Somewhere around 60, maybe
70. Yeah, that's what I thought. Be nice there. Now, pretty much all of the country has some pretty good weather. A little bit of, there's a little precipitation here and there, but nothing really serious. So that's the weather report, courtesy of your friend Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, also your friend Ken Kessler, your friend. We're all friends here, so we can be honest with each other, right?
Uh-oh.
Friends are always
Uh-oh.
Honest
I'm scared.
With each other. The University of Oklahoma has severed ties with that fraternity because of the racist video showing several of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon members participating in a, and wouldn't call it a sing-along necessarily, it's kind of a chant.
It was, I can't even believe that they thought this was okay. Yeah.
This is stupid. Were they all drunk?
I don't know. It's a fraternity, so perhaps, but...
Well, the reference is not necessarily the racial slur, but the reference is to a lynching. A little bit out of touch with reality in anybody's world.
Where does that
world.
Come from? You know, it had to be one guy. Here's what is so silly about this group mentality, is it was probably one guy, maybe two, that started this up, and then everybody just does it to belong, and now they're all in trouble. It's so dumb.
Well, did you ever do anything like this when you were in school, Kenny? Or did you ever see it done? I don't remember. I remember pledging and really
did you
not
eat it at Goldfish?
Liking, we didn't have a lot of chicanery and deviant behavior there. It's just randomly dumb, irrational. at any rate, it bothers him.
I would never do that. You know what's so funny is that I think out of the three of us, people would probably say, oh, Jen was most likely to be a sorority girl because I talk like a Valley girl sometimes.
Yes, right.
No way. It never even appealed to me. I don't know. Yeah. Just there's something about
it. I didn't much like it either. I didn't like being in a fraternity.
Don't know why. I just didn't. It did nothing for me.
Nope. Not at all.
I was in a fraternity, but it was an honorary music fraternity. We didn't have a house or anything, so it was a little different.
So you were in it because you were a good musician. What did you play?
Drums.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah, come on.
Drummer's always the hottest, Ken.
Have you got any drums in the house there?
In the garage.
Oh, bring them in. Let's have a little.
Yeah. Holding out on us.
Yeah. Here's the story developing from our nation's capital today about these mysterious middle-of-the-night drone flights. It seems that your friends and mine at the Secret Service have started, and apparently over the next couple of weeks, are going to be flying these drones over parts of Washington. I thought this activity was off-limits, even with the Secret Service. It's supposed to be a no-fly zone, right?
It's supposed to be.
Part of a secret government testing program intended to find ways to interfere with rogue drones or knock them out of the sky if they're sent into Washington to do bad things to the Capitol building or any of the office buildings or the White House. There's a brief that yesterday was put out on the plans. Said the Secret Service was testing drones for law enforcement and protection efforts and to look for ways like signal jamming to thwart threats. Say that 100 times fast, Jennifer. Thwart threats. Thwart threats. Thwart threats. Kind of like Miss Gunga from the airplane.
And thwart.
Right. Anyway, the drones are being flown between 1 in the morning and 4 in the morning. Official spokesperson, who of course said what he did on condition of anonymity, because if his boss got a hold of him, he'd wring his neck. This person was not authorized to discuss. I love these people. Let's have a discussion off the record. Right. So now there's a 5-page story about this. The Secret Service has no comment officially, but they want to know that the White House, want you to know the White House is going to be protected, and wherever the president is, he's going to be protected. It's a new Secret Service we've got in Washington. They're not going to let anybody jump over the fence anymore. You can't get into the White House anymore, or you'll be shot by a drone.
Hmm.
Got it?
What a relief.
I know.
Happy about that. Yep. Here's the story of a father whose wife had just died after giving birth to their quadruplets.
Oh, wow.
You hear this story?
No, but...
Story of Carlos and Erica Morales. Welcomed 3 girls and a boy. Carlos Jr., Tracy, Paisley, and Erica. After delivering these babies via C-section, Erica went into hypovolemic shock. She lost a lot of blood and she died. Carlos, raising the children by himself, lives in Phoenix.
That is 4 babies by yourself.
Yep.
Wow.
He's received an outpouring of support from strangers all over the world. You can go to his GoFundMe page, which was set up for the family by neighbors. 9,000 people have donated $332,000 to help this guy out.
What about hands, though? I mean, I always say you shouldn't have more kids than you have hands, because it's...
Well, apparently his mother-in-law is around, so she's helping.
Yeah, probably therapeutic for her to help, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. We are so full of all of this stuff all around us every day. The which is more important for you to know about? The train accident, had another Amtrak train slamming into a tractor trailer in North Carolina yesterday. How many recent crashes that brings us up to? 3 or 4 anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Just so, recently. I mean, we had 2 in California in the last month, I think.
Right. So is that more important to know, or is it important to know how these 9,000 people have raised this kind of money to help raising these 4 children? Imagine the task at hand in this age. Not, I mean, maybe you could imagine it 40, 50, 60, 100 years ago, because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems to me that this is an extraordinary goal that he has. Apparently they were struggling with infertility, had had a miscarriage before, and they went down the, what do they call it, UV? What was it? Megan did this, the IV? Ultra, oh. I can never remember what they call
it. Oh, my gosh.
Ultraviolet.
No, it's...
in vitro.
In vitro.
Yeah.
You got me on the ID palette.
Yeah.
IVF, in vitro fertilization.
Yeah. All right, anyway. I'm thrilled to do stories like that.
Yeah.
Here's the story of a high school principal in Illinois found himself getting criticized after organizing a Black Lives Matter assembly that was open solely to black students. Black History Month, this was the last day of February, featured discussion on race relations to 350 high school students. When some of the white kids wanted to go, they were kept out. So you can imagine what that did on social
for
media.
Race relations.
These people. Why? I don't know. I'm not okay. I just edited. Thank you. I run out of steam when it comes to stuff like this because I'm ready to jump like a lion. But if I do it, it'll do nothing to fix the problem. The school population, 55% white, 27% black, 27% black, 9% Hispanic, 6% multiracial, 3% Asian. According to the website of the school, at the assembly, according to the school statement, people spoke about their positive experiences coming from schools that were less diverse than this school. So why wouldn't that have been of benefit to the white students? I'm looking at a story from the Chicago Tribune from yesterday. Okay, 17 before the hour. You're listening to the Doug. You guys want to say something? I'm kind of off on my little toot here, and I didn't want...
You're just fine.
Am I? You're okay with that?
I'm okay.
Coming up next...
I'll always interrupt if I have something.
I know you do. I'm worried about that. Coming up next, the problems of Ferguson's judicial system, and now... what the reality is, it was conversation. Was it Monday we talked about this? Last Friday? When did we, Kenny, talk about the results of the report that was done by the Justice Department and how they're going to shake things up? Going to fire the police chief, get rid of all the judges, get rid of all the magistrates. I didn't realize the federal government could do that. Greg Stebbins is going to join us in a moment, too. So I'm just going to give you the bottom line with Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
There's an appeals court judge who's been appointed to take over the court system in that area because the federal report says the essence of the judicial system there was a profit-driven city court system. They would go out and look for everybody they could arrest, mostly blacks. 90% of the arrests were black, and they were trying to fine them for whatever they did wrong. Get that cash. All right, so now that we've said that, now that we have that taken care of, yeah, Greg Stebbin is next. Is he talking about the new Apple Watch? Is that the story, Kenny?
I hope
yeah,
so.
About Apple's yeah. announcements yesterday.
All right, Apple and the smartwatch next here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and $314 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details.
Did you know you can help give back to your community with a tweet? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Basketball legend and NBA analyst Kenny Smith is leading the charge for the second year in a row for the Coors Light Full Court Refresh Program by asking basketball fans 21 and older to lend a hand. hand.
Now through May 1st, Coors Light will donate up to $25,000 per community to refresh community courts when legal drinking age fans tweet out both hashtags, Full Court Refresh and hashtag Over 21. That's hashtags Full Court Refresh and hashtag Over 21.
So why are you involved, Kenny?
Because I love basketball, and Miller Coors is showing that they're committed to the communities. With the Full Court Refresh program, it's just one of several initiatives that they're doing.
Coors Light is working with the National Urban League Young Professionals to refresh courts in Philadelphia, Charlotte, Denver, Dallas, Oakland, Sacramento, Milwaukee, and Memphis. Log on to MillerCoors.com for more.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have the pleasure of Greg Stebbins' company once again. Yesterday, there were a lot of selling points highlighted by the folks at Apple as they unveiled their new wearable gadget. One expert said, quote, if you don't have to be fumbling around for your phone, that can make a difference. A lot of strong selling points. What did you get out of this, Greg? What do you think the strongest selling point is of a watch that will probably be the number one selling watch in the country?
Well, you know, my first question, and maybe it's because I'm so young, was, what's a watch?
Really?
What's a watch? What is that thing?
It's a wearable gadget.
It's actually, I would say it's not a watch. It's a screen. It does tell time like a watch, just like an iPhone makes phone calls, but it's not really a phone. I do think there's a place for a watch like this. I actually watched the presentation yesterday, and I wondered, is it too good? Has Apple built something so extraordinary that it has a price tag from $349 to $17,000? And maybe that's too high as an entry point. Maybe not. They're, you know, I know they will sell on the day that they come out because there are so many people with iPhones.
Right,
and many of them coming out on
April.
They go into the stores on April 10th. They're available for sale on April 24th.
So a month from today.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Okay.
So they will sell. Will it be a runaway hit? I think there's a lot of factors that are going to determine that, and I think a lot of it is up to the people who buy the first ones and the growth of the app store. If the apps become more and more amazing, I mean, they showed some amazing apps there. If the apps become more and more amazing and you're watching people all around you do amazing things with the flick of their wrist, you're going to finally say, okay, I'll shell out $349.
So it's a separate app store for the watch then?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And if you begin to walk through your life imagining that every time you needed a piece of information, an action performed, or needed to manipulate a physical object, you would begin to see the possibilities of this watch with, as they said, without ever looking for your phone, fumbling for it, even leaving it across the room or in another part of the house. I mean, literally, you need to open the garage door for someone and you're 1,000 miles away. You need to know what time your flight leaves and you need to know it now. You just want to use your voice to find anything. It is an amazing piece of technology. The question, it's ready, and it's beautiful. The question is, are we ready for it?
Are we ready? Yes, we're ready to fall in love with another piece of hardware. These people are great at selling stuff. They really are. I mean, you have to give it to them. I was thinking that they were going to be using the regular Apple stores. Why are you having separate stores for the watch?
Well, I guess you could say it's kind of it's the same store with a separate department, because clearly an app that works on the watch is very different from an app that works on an iPhone and an iPad. An iPhone and iPad apps are generally interchangeable because the devices themselves are very similar. There's already a separate app store for a Mac computer because a computer is very different from an iPhone and an iPad. They need to differentiate it that way, but all of these things are going to tie together in more and more ways. You'll be able to control your computer, for instance, from anywhere in the world with the watch. You could actually access, I'm not saying this is possible today, but you'll be able to say to your watch, I need this document, email it to Doug. You'll be somewhere in another part of the world, and your computer will get the file, email it to Doug, and you'll be done.
Huh. When do I expect to get my first one?
Your first watch or your first file?
Well, I don't know. That was somebody to get me a watch. Although I did get a beautiful watch for Christmas. So, no, I'm not going to worry about it. I'd like to have the first one. I'd like to know the story of the person. Have to be an Apple employee, right? Or they probably don't have to pay for them.
You mean the first people that are... I mean, people are wearing these now. They actually had the supermodel Christy Turlington there, and she talked about wearing the watch during... It was either a marathon or a half marathon. It was kind of weird. I couldn't figure out why her, and there were a lot of things about the presentation that were weird, and I have to say, if I heard one more person say, it's awesome, or it's beautiful, I thought I was going to scream.
Craig Stebbins is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine on the Apple announcement yesterday here on Good Day Today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day Get Together. Time now for some more tech talk. As they normally pay attention to Shelley Palmer, first of all, who's got the same thing on his mind that everybody else does. He's going to be here in a moment to talk about this new Apple Watch from his point of view, overviewing some of the interesting features of the watch. So stay tuned for that and some other news that is certainly from the world of technology that we find important, compelling, and just for you here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, to great fanfare and pomp and circumstance, Apple has announced the Apple Watch. If you've got about $10,000, you can get one in super hardened 18-karat gold. Of course, you can also get one with an aluminum case and a sports band starting at $349. Should you get one? The Apple Watch is the only smartwatch available for your iPhone 5 or later. If you want the convenience of seeing iPhone notifications and text messages on your wrist, it's not only your best choice, it's the only choice. The Apple Watch is also one of the best health and fitness tracking wristbands available. Apple has assembled a fantastic array of apps that, when combined with the features of the Apple Watch, create a world-class ecosystem for digital health. You can try one on in an Apple store and reserve yours starting April 10th. The Apple Watch will ship
ship on April 24th. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah,
this
I think we
nice.
Just bring
oh.
it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
This winter provided record amounts of snow and freezing temperatures, which have caused damage to a lot of our nation's roadways, and this means a lot of potholes. Brian Osich has more on why it's important to act fast if you hit a pothole while you're driving down the street.
That's the sound of pothole season. Each year, pothole damage sets motorists back by nearly $5 billion. And GM's James Bell says if you hit a pothole, look for damage right away.
If you see that tire pressure light come on, you might have a problem. Also, be very sensitive to the drive. Do you feel any vibration? That could be a sign of bigger problems to come. Also, a great idea to get out of the car and actually have a look at the wheel that hit the pothole. Do you see any bulging in the sidewall? Any damage to the wheel?
If you do hit a pothole and your vehicle doesn't feel right, Bell recommends having a professional check it out. But is there a way around those deep, dark pits?
When you're driving and you see standing water, avoid it. You're not sure if that water is actually covering up a deep pothole. Give yourself some distance. If the car ahead of you has to swerve to avoid a pothole, make sure you have that same distance and opportunity to avoid it.
For more information, go to GM.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Siemens is developing an application that will help drivers find parking spots. This sounds pretty interesting. They're going to start testing it in April in Europe. Uses a smartphone app to transmit information about available spots to radar sensors mounted on street lamps. We all know what happens in many of in our country. We have some of the newer malls that have these lights over where there are spots. And that's
love those.
We thought that was, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of cool. Motorola is developing the Moto 360 smartwatch, a wearable that allows consumers to mix and match bands, casings, faces to fit their style. What do you think that's going to do in light of the Apple announcement? Talk about dead on arrival. Ay-yi-yi. All right, well, it's okay. Let them try it. It's good for business. 59 after the hour and good day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.